Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hits it the other way and bounces it through the open gate. A base hit into right field. Laureano's got a good arm. They're going to test him with Butler, who beats the play at the plate. And just like that, we're tied 1-1. Hit. And he lines it to straightaway center field. It'll bounce in front of Hauser. Wilson played it to the turf. Hill motor forward, station to station for everybody on the RBI base hit from Willie McIver. He's got his second RBI in the major leagues. And he puts the Athletics on top here in the first.
Ben Wagner on the call courtesy of Masson, and that was in Charlie Morton's last start in Sacktown. And we know that things were horrible for Charlie Morton to start his career in Baltimore, and then he got moved to the bullpen and things were still really, really bad. But then it seemed like, okay, maybe he was turning the corner a bit. And he got back in the starting rotation. Had back-to-back quality starts against the Cardinals and White Sox, and then a five-game stretch, hit a 1.64 ERA. Then the Sacktown start happened, which we just heard. He went 2 1/3, gave up 6 hits, 4 earned, 4 walks. That's the biggest thing, because the walks eluded him in that good stretch, but they were back in a horrible way in Sacktown. How important is tonight's start?
I mean, this would be it for me. I mean, we're in the middle of June almost. Like, enough's enough at a certain point. This organization, even when they were in the thrust of the rebuild, would not embrace looking at kids when all circumstance were pointing, it's time to look at kids. Like, we can go back and document how many guys got opportunities and lost seasons to DH instead of Kyle Stowers, or then instead of Heston Kerstad, or even Colton Cowser. Like, the season is over from a competitive standpoint and has been since you fired your manager. This guy is 42 years old and he has absolutely stunk about 75% of the time. Where he has looked most comfortable is being a bulk reliever. And right now, it looks to me like Bluett is that guy who you've been able to claim off waivers multiple times. If you're dead set on getting blood from a stone and exerting some money out of this cat by keeping him here, then he needs to be in that role. But like, if this doesn't happen tonight, if this is how they've mostly been, it's time to give Chase McDermott right now. With the pressure off, lose tonight, you're 14 games below 500. I would start giving him a run now before the trade deadline. I would give him a, hey, son, we want to have you in our rotation the rest of the year. Let's see what you can do. You don't have to worry about being yo-yoed. We're not going to mess with you like we mess with DL Hall. Like, we're not going to have you living and breathing and dying on every pit. Like, That old man is in the bullpen and will eventually be DFA'd if he can't get it done there. And we want you, we're going to give you the opportunity to pitch every 5 days this summer.
I think it needs to happen because what we've seen from Chase McDermott so far, his major league career, it has been the DL Hall, where he made that weird spot start last year in Miami. They brought him up, remember, as the 27th man during a doubleheader. They haven't been fair shakes for Chase McDermott yet to give him that runway. And I'm with you, Jason, where, look, if you don't want to DFA Morton because of all the money that's still left on the contract the rest of the season, okay, put him back in the bulk reliever role. But this has got to be it.
And let me make this clear, and I've been clear about this forever. I've seen a lot of Chase McDermott. It's a live arm. I like it. I didn't ever think he's going to be a starting pitcher in the major leagues. And maybe he won't. Maybe I'm right and he won't. But he needs to be afforded an opportunity to prove that before we know going into next year, yeah, it's a bullpen arm. And we think it's a legit bullpen arm, and he might be the kind of guy who could get you the seventh and the eighth when it's really working. But, like, we know they'll never give up on somebody's, you know, status. Trade wise or otherwise, right? They were 2 weeks ago, they were still trying to pretend Kobe Mayo was a third baseman and Heston Kerstad was a left fielder. So, like, they don't want to embrace he's just a reliever until they have to. And to some degree, I understand that. So now is the time. Like, the only way you're going to find out is up here. It's really a two pitch mix. I think it's going to be hopefully an elite late inning arm. But, like, if you don't take advantage, like, the baseball gods have sent your season a certain way, to use their parlance, to speak to them in a way that I guess they would understand. So are you going to embrace it for what it is and use it to your long-term advantage, both with what you do at the trade deadline and how you start to look at your own 40-man roster up here now? Or are you going to continue to fool yourself and try to fool your billionaire overlord about what's really going on here?
Well, let me ask you this, though. Even if they were to move Morton to the pen, if he had a poor start again today, are you convinced it would be McDermott and
no,
not Trevor Rogers?
I'm not, but that's why I'm telling you what a real organization would do under these circumstances.
I'm with you. And just thinking out loud, I think Rogers would be the next guy.
I think he probably would be. And look, I know how that's going to go, but that's fine. If they need to get that out of the way before they get to McDermott, then start getting that out of the way.
For sure. Orioles, Angels, game one of a three-game series tonight, 7:05, Camden Yards. It is an Apple TV game, everybody, so plan your night accordingly. At 3:45, Orioles, they announced more renovations to Camden Yards to come this upcoming offseason. And that means moving the press box, where Jason likes to joke with Sashi about the black lung, really the black wing at M&T Bank Stadium. Well, Camden Yards is going to have their own one. Press box is getting moved because of it. But coming up next, it is Moak Hamilton, covers the NBA for USA Today. And I'll ask Moak the same question I asked Jason and Ben. Vegas still has the Thunders. It's heavy favorites in the NBA Finals. Is he as confident as Vegas? He'll let you know next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.